Blog Talk Radio.
And not only the image, but even down to the name. Where it's only in modern English that we have the name Jesus. A couple of hundred years ago, that name never existed.
The mainstream media is ignoring this information. Most of the alternative media is also ignoring it.
The way.
Poetic Energy Network.
Station.
Shalom, what's going on? We back again for another one. You already know, it's the Poetic Energy Network Station. I'm Yahuwah Sidon, and we're on the way. You already know, we're going to get into it. We got a quick show lined up for you today, but we're going to get into it. So let's approach the throne. Father Yahuwah, great and awesome Elohim, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Father, you are great and powerful. And we pray that Yahushua the Messiah will come back and reign upon the throne of Da'ud forever and ever, and that we will reign with him for 1,000 years. Father, we pray today that you would speak through us, through the Ruach HaKodesh, teach us, and show us great and awesome and mighty things which we don't know. And we love you, and we thank you, and we esteem your name. And please just continue to show us things, and Father, that we may be prepared to escape things that are coming upon the world. We may be worthy to escape things coming upon the world. And so we pray all these things in Yahushua HaMashiach's name. So be it. Hallelujah. Amen. So you already know it's going down. Shabbat Shalom. You already know. We're back again. We got a quick show lined up for you today. Just a couple things that we want to kind of build off of and just give some recaps on of last week we were going over. You know, we've been talking about the coming of Revelations 13, because it's a dual side, because you have the spiritual side of the coming of the mark of the beast, and then you have the physical side of the coming of the mark of the beast, and they're almost correlated. You know what I'm saying? Because just like how, you know, we're kind of, the earth is kind of connected to the heavenlies. So as things happen within the heavenlies, they happen on earth. But we want to talk about, because we've been talking about how things are going on in the Christian church, how, you know, we talked about a couple of weeks ago how Daystar and TBN actually set up cameras on the Temple Mount to actually try to record, I guess, the coming of, you know, their Messiah, JC, which we know to be, you know, the anti-Messiah. There's a lot of things going on with that. And so one of the things I want to go over is that we talked about last week what they were doing in Texas and about the high school and about the girl in high school who basically kind of, you know, went against the system that they were, you know, implementing with the RFID chip. You know, so this is the physical aspect we want to talk about. But anyway, her case is now going to the federal court. So now her case is now headed to the federal court, and actually, there are about, in Texas, there are about, in that district, I believe it's about 112 schools in which they're actually going to implement this system. And so what we have now is we have a pattern that we continue to watch, because we're not in darkness. You know, we're sons of light. So we're not in darkness, so the day want to catch us unaware. So we're watching these things like watchmen at our posts. But what you have, you can continue to see it. You can continue to see it in the Ruach, in the spirit, how what they were doing in the physical, because right now, you know, they're pushing that agenda to 112 schools. And, you know, I just read an article that came out just a couple of days ago, and it talks about how the technology of RFID chips, as far as tracking people, because the main thing with the school is they want to be able to track people, you know, and the girl believes, you know, it's an invasion of privacy and against her religious beliefs, you know, according to Revelations. But now I just read an article One is talking about, you know, the false holidays, you know, Christmas. Hey, we're going to get into Christmas in just a little bit. Not today, but we're going to break it down. But right now they're talking about, they had an article released talking about the RFID skimmers, which is basically almost a credit card that can be swiped and have your information and all your personal information on there. And they're saying that there's a lot of, you know, thieves and identity theft. I don't want to quote the numbers, but I believe in 2012 or 2011, it had to be over. Like I said, these numbers could be wrong because I'm just going off my memory. But I believe it was about 50 million Americans had been in 1 year had been a victim of identity theft. But anyway, the number is very large. And so I've seen this article. We were talking about this, how they're going to push the marketed beast to make it look marketable. But when I read the article, they're talking about credit cards, they're talking about, you know, people who have the skimmers, because they have these things like at Walgreens where, you can do that. They're talking about, you know, how, you know, people can get, you know, wrap your thing in tin foil so you can't get, you know, have identity theft, or you can get these special kind of wallets for RFID chips and all these things. But then I was reading another article that talked about how the transition from the system going to the B system, it wasn't really talking about it, but the transition from employers and businesses and companies going to the RFID tracking system will be almost not that difficult as a lot of people think, because they were talking about how this system has really been implemented in previous years, because, you know, most employers, you know, they have access of authorization where you have to have some kind of card or, you know, some kind of access to authorization. And a lot of companies now are, you know, requiring employees to have, you know, these things. So as they transition and they can continue to transition like a lot of companies already have, you know, all these companies are going to end up going into the B system, New World Order. If you go back and you look at interviews with one of the Rockefellers with Aaron Russo, and you know him especially telling him that, you know, the goal and which, you know, the Rockefellers are pretty much, you know, the people behind the Federal Reserve and money, is the goal is to have, you know, all money, you know, on these chips, and if people violate what they don't, you know, what they, you know, don't want, you know, they could turn your chip off, and in the end, you know, according to Revelation, say, you know, they will kill you. It said the beast will, you know, command all small and great. But you have this happening right now. But the main thing is where we just continue to watch, and we just continue to look at how they're transitioning these things. And so I believe right now in this time frame that what Yahuwah is doing, what Yahuwah is wanting us to watch this, because, you know, everything we need is pretty much in the scriptures. Everything we need, Yahusha pretty much, what did Yahusha say? One of the first things he said, this is like, and I know I go over the scripture, I know I go over this chapter a lot, but it's one of the biggest prophecies in the time frame we're living in. When Yahushua was going out, this is Matthew 24, and he went to the set apart place, and his tall ones came near to point him out the building set apart. It says on a set apart place, and Yahushua said to him, "Do not you see all these? Truly I say to you, not one stone will be left upon another at all." And then they asked him. He said, "Say to us, when shall all this be? And what is your sign of your coming and that coming of the end of the age?" And Yahushua answered them and said to them, "Take heed that no one lead you astray." So he ends up ends up telling them, he ends up telling them that take heed that he has told them before. He has told them beforehand. And so now he has told us all things. You know, he told us all things. You're listening to Poetic Energy Network Station. I'm Yahuwah Sada. We're on the way. We're going to take a quick break for a second. We're having a little technical difficulties. Okay, we're back. So you see right here, you know, he says that, you know, he's in a lot of the Besoras, when he gets into this, that he tells us that, you know, that he has told us, you know. So, yeah, in verse 25, he says, "See, I have forewarned you." Okay? Now, so these things are being transitioned and they're continued. You know, we talked about the healthcare plan. We talked about with Obama. We talked about that. We talked about this transition. But what I was getting back to is I believe in Yahuwah in this time frame right now is he's warning his people. You know, he's warning those Yisrael to come out of her. And when you read Revelation 17, what does it say? You read Revelations, I believe it's 17. Revelations 18. Revelations 18, verse 4, and I said, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, "Come out of her, my people, lest you share her sins, lest you receive her plagues, because her sins have piled up to reach the heaven, and Elohim has remembered her unrighteousness." Okay, now this is what I'm really thinking that Yahuwah is really forewarning us to come out of her, not just. A lot of people say, you know, it's spiritually, you know, and I believe a big part of it is spiritually, but I believe, you know, I mean, we can't come out of the earth, you know, we can't, you know, physically come out of the earth. But I'm talking about this system that they're setting up that we see them transitioning into. And so I believe that he wants us to go back to the ancient paths and go back to the ancient ways. And when you go back to the ancient ways, you see that even this, the economical system in which that was set up is a lot different from now. You look at the apostles and the prophets and the disciples and the taught ones. A lot of them were what I would say, you know, entrepreneurs. You know, a lot of them were entrepreneurs. I mean, Shaul was a tent maker. I mean, you had, you know, the disciples. Most of them are you know, one of them was a physician, you know, you had some of them, you know, fishermen, different trades. And I believe Yahuwah wants us to, you know, tap into, in this time frame, wants us to tap into those trades, into those gifts and talents that he has given us in order to economically come out of the system and allow him to evolve, you know, into us that we may, and we submit into his will, so he can provide for us through his system, because what you see is you see a transitional into the B system. And so what I'm saying that I believe is happening is because the longer and the longer, you know, we may come out of Babylon, we may come out of Babylon spiritually. He says, "Come out of her." We may come out spiritually, but if we don't come out, you know, physically. Then what you're going to have happen is when they transition into this B system and next day, you know, you go to work and they say, "Hey, you know, unless you comply into this system or to the, you know, the market of B system, you no longer can work here," you know. And so then we have a situation where, you know, we have relied on, you know, the government or our job or everything. So that's why I'm saying I think Yahuwah is beginning to shake us up. So we can come out not only spiritually out of, you know, these churches, these buildings, out of the organized, you know, religion and these religious structures that have been set up, but we can come out of it economically, we can come out of it, you know, out of the system and allow him to, you know, prompt us and use the talents and gifts that he has given us in order to, you know, provide for our families and continue to be independent from the world. Because I believe we got to come out all the way. We got to, you know, and I believe he's transitioning us right now. And we can see every week we have on the way, we can see the system getting closer. Every week they're taking two steps. Every week they're taking two steps, and I mean they're moving rapidly. They're talking about this thing right now in Texas. They're trying to do, you know, with 112 schools. The Vatican just released that in January, you know, the Gregorian calendar in January, Rome has released that now that they're going to require their employees to carry a RFID card, which is trackable. And the reason why they're doing this is because, I don't know if you heard about the scandal maybe a month or two ago, about a butler releasing some information from the Pope to, I believe it was WikiLeaks or something like that. So you had that happen. And so now as a precautionary measure, they want to be able to track everybody. And that's what they're going to do. That's what the U.S. is going to push. That's what, you know, most of the business is going to push is, you know, for security reasons, you know, they want to be, you know, able to track everybody, you know, and that's how they'll push it. But the real reason is to control the masses, you know, the spirit of manipulation is, you know, to control the masses and give this technology and everything unto, you know, the anti-Mashiach and the false prophet, so they may, you know, dominate to control the people. And so that's why I believe right now that Yahuwah is calling his people, you know, out of the, you know, touch not, not no unclean thing. So I believe we got to continue to seek Yahuwah, because he said we, you know, sometimes we don't like to talk about it, but we go back to Deuteronomy. I mean, we have to Deuteronomy 28. We have, you know, he talks about the promises and he talks about how, you know, this is what he says in Deuteronomy 28. Deuteronomy 28, he says, you know, that if we obey his voice, you know, he talks about the things that he will do. He says, and all the peoples of earth shall see that the name of Yahuwah is upon you and shall be afraid of you. You know, that's verse 10. But then he also says that we will lend to many nations and do not borrow. You know, And to be honest, you know, I've looked at that scripture and said, you know, I'm always borrowing. How am I not, you know, in this position to you know, to lend to others, you know? And I really think it just starts on looking at the scripture, thinking about the scripture, and looking at the promises that he has given us, and obey his voice. You know, ask him, you know, what do we need to do to get in the position for this, you know, for the covenant of Abraham and the covenant of our fathers to come upon him. Because you look at the people in the scripture, I mean, that obey his voice, you know, he took care of. And so that's the same with us. And he says that, also in verse 13, he says, and Yahuwah shall make you the head and not the tail, and you shall be only on top and not beneath, if you obey the commands of Yahuwah your Elohim, which I command you today, to guard and to do. So I believe that even in Yahuwah's system, I believe in Yahuwah's system, comparable, you know, and let's be real, let's really go over it. The system of Babylon has the children of Yisrael on the bottom, okay? The children of the I mean, let's really dive into it. I mean, the system of Babylon, the one that he says come out of her, it has the children of Yisrael on the bottom. It has them on the bottom spiritually. It has them on the bottom economically, socially. Any section of thing you want to go to, it has children of Yisrael on the bottom and on the tail. On borrowing. It has, you know, on us on the bottom where, you know, our kneading bowl is not blessed. Our houses are not blessed. You know, we can't, you know, our enemies rise up and defeat us. Anything basically opposite of what, you know, Deuteronomy 1 through 13 says, it's opposite of that. But I believe Yahuwah's system that he says coming out of her, now if we come out of Babylon, he will put us into the Deuteronomy 28 system, you know, 1 through 13, and to where that's his system, to where we'll be, you know, we'll be fulfilling these words, or better yet, he will be fulfilling these words through us. And this is what I believe he's calling us out. He says, come out of her, my people. You know, we think about, you know, okay, we come out of her, my people, and then we say, okay, I came out of the church. But I don't think that's the whole way. He wants us, our whole aspect of our whole life, to come out of her, you know. And I believe he's transitioning us for that. You know, it's not, you know, he's transitioning us for it. And we can't have that mind state that where, you know, we know things are going to happen. We know the revelations, the seals are going to, you know, the first seal, all the seals are going to be broken. You know, all these things that we read about in the scriptures that are going to happen, and we don't take action. You know, Yahusha always said, you know, Yahusha always said, what man, because the coming, when you look at the scriptures, people always think the coming of the Messiah is just actually that one event where, you know, he'll open the sky and, you know, he's coming. But it encompasses the whole time, the whole end time of Revelations, you know, with the 7 years, you know, the last 7 years of Daniel. So I think we have to continue to progress and to the point where we use the wisdom that he's given us and the wisdom that is in the and knows the thief is going to come and does not prepare his house and does not, you know, he knows what door he's going to, you know, what man would know the thief is coming and not be prepared? I mean, you say you know somebody's going to come rob your house, and you would just, and what man would sit there and let the man come rob his house? I mean, that would be, you know, very, very cowardly, you know. And so he's told us stuff, so we can't have the mind state, well, you know, Yahuwah is going to protect us from anything, so we don't have to do anything. I mean, I believe it's, you know, Yahuwah is going to protect us from, you know, diseases and, you know, and things that, you know, we aren't, man, I know about, we can't control. But if we don't, I believe this too. If we step in ignorance and have that ability to say, you know, he's going to protect us from anything, so we basically don't do nothing, that would be like the same thing as Yosef. You read Genesis 41. Pharaoh was given a dream about the 7 years of famine and about the 7 years of plenty. And then Yahuwah gave Yosef interpretation of the dream and gave him wisdom on what to do. Now, if Yosef would have said, you know, Yahuwah's great, he'll protect you from anything. Yeah, that's true. But at the same time, he gives us wisdom and understanding. Even through the scriptures, he's giving us wisdom and understanding and examples that we have to apply. Because it's not only good to give wisdom, but the Proverbs say, with all your getting, get understanding. So we have to put that wisdom to use, you know, and faith without works is dead, you know. So we got to continue to progress down the path because we know the things are coming upon the world. We know these things are coming upon the world. It's written. Yahusha said, see, I have forewarned you. We know these things, so we have to be proactive to do as much as we can do. Do as much as we can do and just allow Yahuwah to take care of the rest. But this is what I believe. I believe he wants to pull us out of Babylon. He says, come out of her, my people. And I think he wants to institute the promised land for Yisrael, because we're not physically in the promised land. I think that's the last step. But I think he's going to bring our families and our mind state and all these things into the promise of what he told us, Deuteronomy 1 through 13. But so you got that going on. You got that going on with the mark of the beast coming upon the world, and things are really changing. We talked about last week. We talked about how the guy named Moshe Farlan from the Likud party, which is over in Israel, the state of Israel. He actually led. We talked about him. He was elected. I mean, not elected, but basically kind of put on the ballot, and most likely will be one of the person that is elected to, you know, something like the Senate over there. And one of his main goals of that party, and his main goal is to build a third temple on the Temple Mount. And recently, a couple of days ago, he led a prayer service on the Temple Mount. And we've been talking about for a long time that, you know, just according to the protection of the holy sites, the law of 1982, the law of 1967, that, you know, a lot of the Muslims really get offended, you know, if you're praying, if you're trying to desecrate, you know, their stuff. And so this was, to them, a lot of Jews been taking hold of this because it is virtually, you know, virtually has been impossible for them to pray on the Temple Mount. See, but you're having a government leader, you know, step up and allow, you know, and be the voice of the people or whatever, being able to lead this prayer service on there so that it happened with no incident, no riot or nothing like that. So we kind of see a movement and a shift in this. We see a movement and a shift in this. And so we got to continue to watch this because we talked about the coming of the fulfillment of Daniel 9:27, and it says he will come and confirm a covenant with many, and it will be the last week of Daniel. So that's going on. Another thing that's going on in the news right now, you have you just had the World Congress of Religions. The World Congress of Religions is taking place for 2012. The keynote speaker was Martin Luther King's son, Martin Luther King III. Okay, and this is very interesting. I just read this article this morning, and you know, they have people like Condoleezza Rice, I believe, and a couple other people. But we talked about last week, we talked about the interfaith thing that was started in Saudi Arabia with, you know, the Jews, the Roman Catholic, the Hindus, the Buddhists, you know, all those religions coming together. And you start to notice this, too, that, once again, let me read the name of it, the World Congress of Religions. So what it consists of is all world religions. And the keynote speaker being Martin Luther King. We know Martin Luther King was, you know, so-called Christian. But now you begin to see the purpose in the New World Order. See, we look back and we look at speeches and nothing to, you know, defame the name of, Martin Luther King, but we want to be real. Look at speeches about, you know, unity, you know, people holding hands, and people saying, you know, that, you know, you look at that speech and it makes you think a little bit different, you know, people holding hands, black, white, you know, all these different religions and, you know, holding hands. And that's kind of the theme of this. But see, I believe, you know, I don't know, you know, the spirits at work have a different agenda because they were celebrating a guy in one of these religions whose main doctrine is what he believes is that he says, you know, Christians call it, you know, I don't even like saying this word, the Christ in them. And a lot of people have the same thing, but they all believe all religions basically are unified, believing in a higher power and that you have to pray to them. And this is what they believe. But the guy that they were, you know, exalting, he believes in worship. Pretty much that you don't have to bow down to any being except your higher self, because they believe each person is, you know, God within himself or whatever. So it's very confusing. It's very deceptive because we know that, you know, Hashatan tried to get Yahusha to, you know, to worship him. And he said, you know, he told him to, you know, go Satan. He said, you know, it is written, you shall worship, you know, worship Yahuwah Elohim, and him only you shall serve. You know, so this is what they're promoting. We talked about, you read Timothy. I mean, we can go to Timothy, and it talks about this. This is what it says. Look, that's what it says. Look, Timothy 4, it says, but the Spirit distinctively says that in the latter time some shall fall away from the belief, paying attention to misleading spirits and teachings of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having been branded on their own conscience. Okay? Now check this. 2 Timothy chapter 3, it says, but know this, that in the last days hard times shall come, for men shall be lovers of self. This is what it said. Lovers of self, lovers of silver or money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, thankless, wrongdoers, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, fierce, haters of good, betrayers, reckless, puffed up, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of Elohim, having a form of reverence but denying its power, turn away from these. Okay? So this is what you have going on. You have, you know, even with, you know, them using the name of Martin Luther King, you know, Jr., you know, who you know, was pushing that, you know, everybody, you know, holding hands and everything like that. I mean, that sounds good. You know, it sounds good when we heard it. You know, it sounds good, but now coming into the knowledge of the truth, we understand that, hey, the end result of this agenda is the New World Order. You know, to have all these blends of religion and not stand against falsehood, but stand all together and believe, you know, everybody can blend in, everybody, you know, all, you know, everybody can have peace. No, it can't be peace. There is no peace for the wicked, says Yahuwah. You know, so there is no peace for the wicked. You know, if people are promoting lawlessness, promoting self-worship, promoting anti-Messiah doctrines, there is no peace for the wicked. So we cannot hold hands. That's what Yahushua said. Yahushua said, think it not that I came to bring peace on earth. He said, no, I came to bring a sword. Yahushua came to bring a sword, and the Ruach HaKodesh, through the inspiration of the set-apart scriptures, is the sword. And so we're coming to bring the sword. We're not trying to hold hands. We're not trying to hold hands with people in falsehood. It's not happening. This is what is going on in the world. You're listening to Poetic Energy Network Station. I'm your host, and we're still on the way. So this is what you have going on. Moving on to other news. Last month we talked about, and a couple weeks ago we talked about, that the U.S. has gave Iran an ultimatum, basically demanding them that they comply with the IAEA by March 2013, or else they'll have to resort to other options, which basically means, you know, and a lot of people are speculating that it means military actions. Just the funny thing that confuses you about this, or not even confuses you, but you get to see behind the scenes, as we talked about last week, we talked about how that financially, that even going all the way back to the Muslim Brotherhood, even going back to how Islam was created. Islam was created, you know, through the Roman Catholic Church, you know, Muhammad hiring the Roman Catholic Church, you know, hiring the girl, and she get to Muhammad. Muhammad conquers Jerusalem, and that's what they wanted to do. They wanted. The Roman Catholic Church wanted Muhammad to conquer. You know, he tried to go against the religion. Basically, they tried to create an enemy, but then the enemy took it upon himself to go against what they were doing. But in fact, he was created from the same, you know, Adam. So what happens now is we talked about the Muslim Brotherhood, how it was created, number one, through the British, you know, a grant from the British. Then we went to, we talked about Hamas, how, you know, the Zionists and the you know, they and the state of Israel has backed financially backed. We have statements from diplomats, ambassadors, of them backing Israel, basically creating Hamas, creating an enemy, you know, in order, you know, to push their political agenda. So we talked about this. So it only makes sense that when we get into this thing about the U.S. giving Iran an ultimatum about fully complying by March about, you know, about their nuclear program. Of course, you know, they're believing that they're getting uranium grade, you know, to produce, you know, these weapons or whatever. But now, it's funny because when you start to research this and you start to get into this, you understand that, hey, a lot of the technology that, number one, Iran has gotten has come financially either through what we talked about before. It came through the, you know, the Russians, you know, the Russians that supplied them with some weapons, and, of course, Israel. So it's very weird. It's very weird that a nation in whom they want to go to war with, they have supplied the very thing that they're against. It really doesn't make sense. It really doesn't make sense. You know, you're supplying them with money and different things for, you know, for them to produce, you know, uranium. And now you're saying that, you know, it's bad. And, you know, if you don't do it, you know, we're going to have to go to war with you. It just doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't make any sense. It's like somebody, imagine somebody knocked on your door, gave you a TV. Okay, so now you said this TV's mine. You have a TV, you know, you can watch it, whatever, right? Now, a week later, the person comes back to you saying, you know, if you don't give me my TV back, you know, that, you know, you stole my TV. If you don't give me my TV back, I'm gonna have to go to war with you. I'm gonna have to fight you, you know. And this is what they're doing. They perpetrated, you know, getting in there to create something in order to go to war with. So a lot of times that's why you see with Mohammadinejad and a lot of the Iran and the Muslims is they try to expose the Zionists because they know their agenda. And I'm not saying that the Muslims are on point with, you know, what they're saying, but that's why a lot of times that you see that, and a lot of times they kind of hint to the truth as it concerns the Zionists and about how they are liars and how, you know. But in the same boat though, they have been deceived, because these same people that they talk against, they're actually sitting down at the same table, and these people are providing them financially and through weapons and stuff. Them going. So it's all pretty much an illusion. It's all an illusion. It's all like some kind of hoax or magic trick, in which they wanted to get the mass general public to believe that these two people are enemies, in which one entity actually created this enemy to go to war with this enemy in order to push their global agenda. And so this is what you have. I mean, you can't have some kind of, you know, world power nation. Nobody would fall for the deception of one world power nation just taking over everything, and people will really see their agendas. The only way to really, and it's a technique of mind control, is to create these things that people get suckered into these things. So people believe, oh yes, these things should happen. That's why 9/11 happened. Now they create an event for where people, now feel unsafe. So it gives the government a right to take away their personal rights and privacy, you know, because, you know, the risk of terror, you know, the terrorism and all this stuff. But this is a thing perpetrated by them to push their agenda to their end agenda. So you got that going on. Next story is, which is very interesting, is there was a press release released from the law offices of Dr. Olau Zaratas. I don't know if I said that right, but anyway, it was a press release from them, and what happened is the Supreme Court of California is to rule whether Obama should be declared illegitimate for the presidency due to forged IDs and fraudulent obtained Social Security numbers. And what their case is, they're saying that, number one, you know, pretty much what you heard about, you know, you heard about the people saying, you know, of course they released their birth certificate and stuff, you know, Obama's birth certificate. But what they're saying is, the attorney and them, they're saying, because they were going to try to see it in another court, but they're actually, the Supreme Court is going to be under the jurisdiction of the original jurisdiction. And so they're trying to push this court, and they're saying that, number one, that he shouldn't be president because there was a lot of voter fraud in California, in which he won the state he won, which has 55 electoral votes. And so if they are able to, you know, prove that and prove like a lot of fraudulent IDs, you know, and that's how he won, then they would have to maybe do a re-election. And also they're saying that, number one, according to his college records and school records, that he was a citizen of Indonesia, and he has Social Security numbers forged, and actually he was, according to their evidence, he was born in Kenya and raised in Indonesia, and you know, so this is what they are now saying. So we're going to continue to watch that to see how that plays out. I don't really have too much of an opinion on that one. But some interesting facts is that two people in history that have, just something to think about, is two people in history that have lonely and tried to, you know, do the same kind of forgery, if it is true, as far as forging IDs and hiding birth certificates and all that stuff. The two people to do it is were dictators Joseph Stalin and Adolf Hitler. So that's interesting information, that if this is true, you know, as far as, you know, because, you know, the district attorney and all these people, they're saying that the guy, you know, the evidence that they're proving, you know, with the birth certificates and all these things are a forgery. And records actually show that he is still a citizen, actually, of Indonesia, not a citizen of the United States. And they're saying that if they allow, you know, him to still be president, that the U.S. Supreme Court will be intrusion of the United States of America. So we're going to continue to watch that. But also, just passed, a 98-0 vote had been approved by the Senate for the fiscal year 2013 NDAA. We talked about the Defense Authorization Act, which basically gives the military, the government military, authorization. Now, we're not talking about the police department, we're talking about the military. Gives them authorization to arrest American citizens just really upon speculations of, you know, of the president or whatever, or government official, in which these people can be tried and, you know, and held indefinitely, you know, pretty much what the scriptures talk about, be delivered up. So, very interesting. If you ever watch MTV, they had a commercial on there, where it was playing off the Holocaust, but it had, they actually had the military just seizing a lot of people, you know, coming in the house, seizing people on the train. And so that could be the future of America, you know, the military, because according to this executive order, they can do that now. They can seize, you know, Americans without authorization. So, and moving on, one of the last stories we got is, you know, in Syria, the person in Syria, they're preparing and trying to get biological warheads and possibly, you know, being able to lead, you know, to spread that. But we want to go out. I just want to read a couple of scriptures before we get out of here. Hope you enjoying Shabbat. But we're going to talk about, we want to stay in that 2 Timothy 3 because this is what's going on in the end days. Well, 2 Timothy 3 and verse 6, and we're going to pick up from there. And it says, among them are those who creep into houses and captivate silly women and load them down with sins to lead them to various lusts, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And as Yonan and Menary opposed Moshe, so that these opposed the truth. Men of corrupt minds found worthless concerning the belief. But they shall not go any further, for their folly shall be obvious to all. Also that these men become, that of these men become. It says, but you did closely follow my teachings, the way of life, the purpose and belief, the patience, love, and the endurance. The persecution, the sufferings which came to me in Enoch, Antioch, and Achaemon, and Lystra. What persecutions I bore, yet of them the master delivered. And indeed, all of these wishing to leave reverently in Messiah Yahushua shall be persecuted. We want to talk about that. I mean, you know, this is what Yahushua says, that those wishing to live reverently, to me, you know, rightly, to in respect of the Messiah, I mean, this is a clause that we know. You know, we don't try to get around it. You know, and in the future, don't act like it's something new. Is that this is a clause. It's like, you know, you throw an apple in the air, it's going to come down. Or whatever, you throw a fruit in the air. It says, look, it says, shall be persecuted. But evil men, this is what we got to know, but evil men and imposters shall go from worse, shall go from worse, leading astray and being led astray. So that people are going to be leading people astray and people being led astray. It says, but you stay in what you have learned and trusted, knowing, it says, know to him whom you have learned, and that from a babe you have known the set apart scriptures and have been able to make wise the deliverance through the belief in you, Messiah Yahushua. The scripture is breathed out of Elohim, profitable for teaching, for reproof, for setting straight, for the instructions and the rightness, that man of Elohim might be fitted and equipped for every good work. I'm going to read just a little bit more of this. And it says, in the sight of Elohim and the master Yahushua, whom shall judge the living and the dead at his appearance in the reign, I earnestly charge you. Proclaim the word. Be urgent in season and out of season. Convict, warn, appeal with all patience and teachings. For there shall be a time when they shall not bear sound teachings, but according to their own desires shall heap up for themselves teachers tickling the ears. And they shall indeed turn from the ears from the truth and shall set aside the myths. Okay? So, yeah, this is what we're talking about, is that we're coming upon the end days where, you know, evil men are going to go on to the worst. That means that it's not going to, you know, the things we're seeing is going to get worse. It's going to get week by week, day by day, second by second. It's going to get worse. You know, people being led astray and being led astray. Timothy. Shaul. What Shaul was, you know, here implying is that, you know, through the Ruach HaKodesh, is that we have to stay with what we have learned and trusted and known. And we have learned, even from a baby, you know, to set apart scriptures. Even those in the truth, you know, even from we was little, you know, the Ruach HaKodesh and Yahuwah has been with us to teach us things and continue to, you know, update us. But we have to be aware of these things because the deception is getting so deep where people are falling away from the Messiah. people not even believing the set apart scriptures no more. And he said right here, he says, all scripture is breathed out of Elohim, profitable for teaching, for proof, for setting straight, and for instructing. A lot of people, you know, denying the Brit HaShah, the New Testament covenant writings, and you know, and people, you know, the Tanakh and different writings, and we just have to just continue to, you know, because people want to hear new things, new. As you said, people want to hear things that tickle their ears. Oh man, that sounds cool. That's new. You know what I'm saying? But these things are very deceptive. Just like we talked about with the World Congress of Religions. I mean, these things are very deceptive because they use a brand of Christianity. They use what has a reverence of religion and set apartness. It looks like a set apartness, but when they start talking in these codes, you know, about the, you know, about the, you know, consciousness, you know, the higher self, and you know, these all these terms that, you know, are misdirected and misguided to lead people astray into false worship. We just have to be aware of this, because these things are even creeping into people who proclaim the name of Yahweh and Yahushua. So we have to watch and be aware, man, because we have to protect our heart. We have to work out our salvation with fear and trembling, because these things will go to worse. The deception will get stronger and stronger. It will get stronger and stronger. That's why we continue to talk about, we continue to watch everything so close. You know, that's why we continue to watch everything so close, because we don't want to just start drifting from the way, and just, you know, whatever happens on a world scale, we just find out when everybody else find out. We don't want to do that, because we won't know what's really going on. That's why we got to continue to every day. You know, we got to seek, and every week we got to seek, find out what's really going on. Okay, what are they doing now? Because if we wait too long, you know, we'll be deceived with the masses. And a lot of people don't think about that. So, hey, you've been listening to Poetic Energy Network Station. I'm Yahuwah Sadat, and we're on the way. Hope you had a blessed Shabbat. I got a couple more hours in the Shabbat. I hope you have a great day, and may Yahuwah bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. So we're going to be out of here. Shabbat shalom, and may Yahuwah bless you.